Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist highlights the voice of the great soprano Mirella Freni, who passed away just this month. For 50 years, she was hailed for her vocal beauty and intelligent interpretations of all the great soprano roles, such as Margarita in Boito's Mephistopheles. And we're going to hear her in the music of Puccini, Donizetti, Verdi, and Gounod. Join me for tonight's Opera Box tribute to Mirella Freni. Punta la aurora pallida, see the pale dawn. Faust's lover Margarita, dying in prison, condemned for the accidental death of her mother. Faust is powerless to help her, even with the help of the devil. But as she dies, she is accepted into heaven. From Act 4 of Mephistopheles by Errigo Boito, and we heard Mirella Freni as Margarita. You could hear Luciano Pavarotti there for a moment as Faust and the baritone Nikolai Giarov as Mephistopheles. Olivero de Fabritis conducted the National Philharmonic Orchestra. It's 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. And I have a playlist highlighting the voice of the great Italian soprano Mirella Freni, who passed away 2 weeks ago. Freni was born in Modena the same year as Luciano Pavarotti. Their mothers were friends and co-workers at the local cigarette factory, and they even had the same wet nurse. In fact, Mirella Freni often joked, "You can see who got all the milk." As a girl, she was taught how to sing by her uncle before taking formal training, and she was immediately praised for the beauty and color of her voice. Freni then studied with Leone Maggiera, also a childhood friend just a year older than her. He had become a successful conductor and pianist. Well, she made her debut at the Modena Opera in 1955 as Michaela in Bizet's Carmen. She retired in 2005, still performing roles of young women. Well, after her success at Modena, she married Maggiera, and they had a daughter named Michaela. She resumed her career in 1958 as Mimi in Puccini's La Bohème. Her big eyes, voice, acting, and girlish looks linked her forever with that role, and she would record it and perform it many times all over the world, often in collaboration with her childhood friend, Luciano Pavarotti. And here she is as Mimi in the Act One aria, Mi Chiamano Mimi. I'm called Mimi. Mimi's aria from Act One of Puccini's La Bohème. We heard Mirella Freni as Mimi. You could also hear Luciano Pavarotti with his one-syllable yes. Herbert von Karajan conducted the Berlin Philharmonic. It's 12 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadel at KGNU. And tonight, my playlist pays tribute to the great soprano, Mirella Freni, who passed away just this month. Well, the reviews of her performance as Mimi in 1958 led to immediate international requests, and she soon began to appear at the important European opera houses. She made her debut at the New York Metropolitan Opera in 1965, first as Mimi to rave reviews, and then as Margarita in Gounod's Faust, which became another of her signature roles. The critics raved about her beauty and her naturalness, her agile voice, and her way with languages. And you can hear what they mean in this aria from Act Three of Gounod's Faust, where Margarita discovers a gift of a box of jewels, and she takes innocent pleasure in trying them on. The innocent Margarita, admiring an anonymous gift of jewelry, trying them on and looking in her hand mirror, from Act Three of Faust by Charles Gounod. And we heard Mirella Freni as Margarita. Georges Prêtre conducted the orchestra of the National Opera of Paris. Well, you're listening to The Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel, and I've got a program tonight highlighting the voice of the late Italian soprano, Mirella Freni, who passed away this month at 84. Well, her colorful voice had great stylistic versatility, allowing her to excel in the more ornamented music of Mozart, Rossini, and Donizetti. Even in difficult technical passages, you can hear every note. Listen to her, for example, in Donizetti's comic Les Lisers d'Amour, The Love Potion. In that opera, Adina and Nemorino love each other, but they won't admit it. Each tries to make the other take the first step. Adina says she'll marry someone else. Nemorino buys a love potion, which he doesn't know is just cheap wine. When the potion doesn't work, he decides to leave and joins the army. This causes Adina to act quickly. She buys Nemorino's military contract. And in this scene, Adina tells Nemorino that he's now free to go or stay. And as they realize they love each other, Nemorino believes it's because the potion worked.
Thank you. ora ci spiega.
Che
mi lasciate?
Io sì.
Null'altro a dir mi avete?
Null'altro.
Ebben, tenete. Poiché non sono amato, voglio morir soldato. Poiché non sono amato, voglio morir soldato. Non va per me più pace, se vinga mai il dottor, se vinga mai il dottor. Io voglio morir soldato, se vinga mai il dottor.
Nemorino and Adina finally declaring their love for each other. And Nemorino thinks it's his love potion that actually worked. From Donizetti's sparkling comedy, Le Lisère d'Amour, The Love Potion. We heard Mirella Freni as Adina and Nicolai Gaeta as Nemorino. Francesco Molinari Pradelli conducted the Rome Opera Orchestra. It's 29 minutes after 7 o'clock, and you're listening to The Opera Box on KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadell, with a playlist giving tribute to the late Mirella Freni. Well, Freni's international success led to a heavy recording schedule, which she had to balance with stage commitments, and she soon became a favorite of the great Herbert von Karajan. He suggested that she take on more dramatic Spinto roles, such as Verdi. Well, Spinto requires a darker, fuller voice with long, demanding, forceful production. By the mid-1970s, Frenny began to take on such roles, although her voice is really more lyrical. Now, to hear what I mean, listen to her compared to Leontine Price and Birgit Nilsson, all from Verdi's Aida. Now here's Leontine Price. And here's Birgit Nilsson. I think you can hear that Price and Nielsen's voices are much bigger and deeper than Frenny's. See what you think in this aria, Patria Mia, from Aida. Aida is torn between her love for the Egyptian general Radames and love of her country, which has been defeated by him.
Thank you.
The Ethiopian princess, now a slave, Aida, is in Egypt, torn between the love of her country and her love for the Egyptian conqueror Radames. From Verdi's Aida, we heard Mirella Freni with Herbert von Karajan conducting the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. Well, Freni did not attempt all spinto roles, saying, "I am generous in many ways, but not when I think it will destroy my voice. I've always been honest with myself and my possibilities." Nonetheless, many critics felt her beautiful voice didn't do justice to the heavier spinto roles. In any case, audiences loved her in anything she did. And it was around this time that she divorced Leone Maggiera and married the baritone Nikolai Giarov. He would appear in many of her recordings. Her talent and beauty could only be matched by the best tenors of the day, and that usually meant one of the three tenors, Placido Domingo, Jose Carreras, and, of course, Luciano Pavarotti. Most often it was Pavarotti, but we're going to hear her in ensembles with each one. Now, one of the roles Freni did not perform on stage was Cho-Cho-San from Puccini's Madame Butterfly, but she recorded it twice. First, with Luciano Pavarotti, and here they are in the Act One Love Duet.
Oh,
the love duet from Act One of Puccini's Madame Butterfly, with Mirella Freni and Luciano Pavarotti and Herbert von Karajan conducting the Vienna Philharmonic. Next, we hear her with Placido Domingo in Verdi's Ernani. Ernani is a sort of Robin Hood, a nobleman who became an outlaw against the king when his father was murdered and his lands usurped. Ernani's in love with Elvira, but she is supposed to marry Silva, the Grandee of Spain. Well, Silva protected Ernani once from the king, and Ernani offered his life if ever Silva should need it. In this trio, at the end of the opera, Silva discovers Ernani with Elvira and demands Ernani forfeit his life. Elvira and Ernani plead with Silva in vain.
Oh,
Silva, the grandee of Spain, once saved the life of the outlaw Hernani on condition that if he ever needs Hernani's life, he must forfeit it. Elvira loves Hernani but was promised to Silva. When he discovers them together, he demands Hernani forfeit his life. From Verdi's Hernani, we heard Mirella Freni as Elvira, Placido Domingo as Hernani, and Nikolai Gyarov, Freni's husband, was the grandee of Spain, Silva. I'm going to conclude tonight's tribute to Mirella Freni with the final duet from Verdi's Aida. The Ethiopian slave Aida is buried alive with her lover, the Egyptian general Radames. They say farewell to each other and to the earth, vowing to meet again in heaven. Aida and Radames entombed together for eternity from Verdi's Aida. We heard Mirella Freni as Aida and Jose Carreras as Radames. Herbert von Karajan conducted the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me this evening in the Opera Box and our tribute to Mirella Freni. Stay tuned now for A Classic Monday with your host, Gary McBride.
This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener member, and by Save Home Heat Company, providing professional service and installation of heating, cooling, plumbing, and electrical systems, proudly serving the Boulder, Denver area for over 35 years. More information at savehomeheat.com.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. The time is now 2 minutes after 8 o'clock. My name is Gary McBride. Welcome to A Classic Monday. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. This evening, a special treat around 8:30 or so at the bottom of this hour. We'll be hearing from the Seicento Baroque Ensemble's artistic director, Amanda Balestrieri. To get you in the mood, I thought we'd start off with a little bit of Seicento-adjacent music, something appropriate for the occasion. How about a Concerto Grosso by Arcangelo Corelli? This is Opus 6, number 1 in D major.